talking about to Gregory Polanco about his defense, and he said the biggest thing for him is his confidence. How do you go, you know, get him confidence?
I think he has to play. You know, I mean, he had two balls hit to him. You know, the first ball kind of fell in no man's land with where we're positioned. The second ball he came and got. So I think the confidence is going to come with him being out there. We kind of slowly, gradually got him in by DH'ing him and got him out on the field today for the first time. But as important as that, he ran the bases, hard slide at second. You know, a lot of good things there. I think that really stood out. You know, I think we were all a little cautious the first time he was going to take that first slide. And today he had, you know, a hard slide on a breakup of a double play. He had to move in the outfield. So I just think playing, you know, being out there is going to be the most important thing.
You alluded to this. What have you thought about some of his at-bats, specifically with how aggressive he seems to be? He seems to be, you know, I don't know if he's chasing something badly out of his head.
Yeah, really aggressive, good. I mean, left on left today, hit another rocket. So that's really good. The more that we can continue to get him game at-bats, game exposure, you know, and I say that, like, where else would he play? But just being on the field, and I think that's been important. But, you know, I would say his at-bats, the consistency of his at-bats, and he's got seven of them, stand out, you know, in a very positive way.
And obviously, McBurdy's a full goer. You wouldn't have him pitching in games. But at the same time, what's his status in your collective minds? I mean, is he guy that has to show himself, show that he's healthy, or is it just he's just another pitcher?
Well, the first thing is, yeah, he has to show that he's healthy. I think anybody that's had the history that he's had, health is the most important thing. And, you know, I think we saw by evidence of how the ball came out of his hand today and the reaction to hitters that he's trending towards health. I mean, if he gets healthier, it's going to be a little scary of what that gun reads at. But, yeah, I think that is probably the most important thing, is us monitoring, you know, his health, because it's very obvious, you know, the level of his stuff. It's just making sure that every time he goes out, he's feeling okay, not only today, but, you know, he's definitely one of those guys we're checking in with tomorrow just to make sure that, you know, he feels the way he should.
Mitch's numbers weren't as good as last time, and yet he said he felt better today.
Yeah, I thought he executed, you know, fairly well. I mean, obviously, he made a bad pitch or two, but the execution of the breaking ball, I think, is more consistent, and him getting the feel for it. And to critique a second outing by, you know, he gave up this many runs or this many hits when he's working on a plan. But, yeah, I was happy with what we saw today.
What do you think the way Osuna handles himself at third base, that's a spot he just picked up really a couple of years ago?
He's a guy that you really watch, and if you don't spend a lot of time, you know, watching him play every day, you don't appreciate how, number one, how good an athlete he is. He made, you know, two really good plays, swung the bat well. The thing that stood out the first time I saw him was how big he is, and to be as athletic as he is and do it. So just wanted to get him on that side of the field. I mean, you know, with a number of at-bats, we're trying to give guys at that position. It was important to get him on that side of the field for a game.
What do you think of Ke'Bryan Hayes? He's been putting in a lot of good at-bats lately.
Yeah, I don't think he's hit a ball that hasn't been on the barrel or over 100 miles an hour. So consistent. I mean, it's exciting when you see one of your young kids and you know, you hear things about him coming in, and his at-bats have probably been our best at-bats so far. I mean, consistent, and I think the most important thing is he's ready to hit every pitch.
Before the game, with the symphony and everything and Matt standing in front of you, I just wanted to ask you your thoughts about that whole scene.
Well, we were talking about how cool that drum looked, because that drum was really intricately painted, and that was the – and then the other thing was just basically thanking him for coming out. I mean, anytime you get – you know, guy that's hit probably the greatest homer in World Series history to take a lineup card out. And I actually apologized to Chad Fairchild, because I tried to talk to the crew chiefs the first time out, and he was like, I'd much rather Bill Mazeroski. He's like, I'm going to see you all year. So the fact that, you know, when I asked him about it, that he wanted to do it, and it was really cool. And, you know, I think any time that we can get Maz around is great.